they've really amped it up there in Candler Park. They have a lot of festivals going on, but this one is sort of their signature festival, I think, the Candler Park Fall Festival. And they have lots of things going on. Of course, they have music, they have artist booths, they have more than 150 artists coming in.
That is quite a roster.
Yeah, and they have a kids area. They'll do a 5K run. So there's a little something for everyone. But I think the thing to really remark on is the music, because this year they have Francine Reed.
Oh.
Yes, everybody loves Francine Reed, and she's going to be performing on Sunday afternoon, actually, about 5 o'clock. She'll be there with Sandra Hall, another great local blues singer. So that's going to be a real treat, I think. And of course, there's not a lot of parking. So they do recommend that you take MARTA, or even better, you can ride your bike, because they're actually going to have a bike valet there.
Do a little something for the environment and
right.
your own body. Get
that's
some
right.
cardio going.
Yeah, so that's the best way to get there, but you can also get there by MARTA.
This is a two-day event.
Yeah, it's a two-day event. It's happening at Candler Park on September 28th and 29th. That's Saturday and Sunday.
Shane, when it comes to chamber music, a lot of us think of the earlier days of more intimate performances, but the 20th century really took the genre to a whole different level.
Yeah, it really did. There's been some really great string quartet music written in the 20th century. And among those, Ravel, Bartok, Shostakovich, and even Philip Glass. And you'll get to hear works by all four of them, and it's free. That's the best part. We love free music. And so you can go and see the Vega String Quartet performing these 20th century string quartets. And the reason they're doing that is because Philip Glass will actually be there at Emory later that evening. Unfortunately, that show is sold out, so you can't really get into that unless, of course, you know somebody who has a ticket who they might want to get rid of.
Uh-huh.
But you can hear a little Philip Glass music if you head over to Emory a little bit earlier in the day at noon, and the Vega String Quartet will be playing there at the Michael C. Carlos Museum.
Shane, with today's conversation, we welcome back an occasional segment where we talk about little getaways that are, you know, an easy day's drive away, and we're heading to the mountains today.
Yeah, Cloudland Canyon State Park. It's one of the most beautiful places in the state, I believe. It's sort of located on the western edge of Lookout Mountain, so it's very close to Tennessee, and you can even stay overnight. They have various types of camping there. They have cabins, they have yurts.
Yurts,
yes. These sort of, you know, open air tent type things that, you can rent those. So there are all sorts of ways to stay and enjoy Cloudland Canyon State Park, because there's a lot going on. They have a couple of waterfalls there, and who doesn't love a waterfall?
Mm-hmm.
They're really beautiful. But in particular, they do this guided hike and cave tour thing. These are a great opportunity for you to get a little muddy and a little wet if you enjoy that sort of thing. And, of course, you know, with fall coming on, the leaves will be turning, and I think that's the really, really best time to go.
And who knows? It could be that the peak of leaf color this year is early November.
That's right. It could very well be. It changes from year to year, of course, depending on the weather.